At the Milwaukee Press Club this week, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was asked about the governor's job creation promise. Voss says getting to 250,000 seems very difficult.
But Governor Walker made that promise. Assembly Republicans, we did not make that promise. I don't think my Senate colleagues did either. So Governor Walker made the promise, and we want to help him in every action we take.
Walker said last night that he's only seen media accounts of Voss's comments, but the governor says 250,000 new jobs may not be doable.
There are plenty of logical reasons why it'd be tough to get there, considering the protests, the recalls again, the national economy, the concerns over the health care mandate. But for me, you still got to aim high. You start out with a high goal to begin with.
Walker says thousands of jobs have been added in Wisconsin since he became governor. But State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate says Wisconsin has not kept pace with national job growth.
It really is a sad state of affairs, and at some point, Scott Walker has got to stop blaming everyone else but him and take some responsibility for the fact that we are the worst in the Midwest when it comes to job growth. We're 42nd in the country.
That's a complaint Democrats are likely to raise more often between now and Governor Walker's expected attempt next year to be reelected. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.